Looking back at this past week's adventure, otherwise known as the Trump Senate impeachment trial, whole thing started off with a bullseye by the House managers and, still not sure what to call it with the Trump lawyers. Kind of wish that Trump still had his Twitter. Imagine what he would have been tweeting about after his lawyers, especially the first one who spoke, Bruce Castor, how they applauded the House managers with presentation. Castor also said that Trump lost the election, while the second lawyer, David Schoen, said that Trump voters were disenfranchised. That can't happen to the people who voted for the loser, can it? And speaking of Castor, did he not know that he would be making a presentation on the first day? Or do we now know what it sounds like when a brain aneurysm hits? For almost an hour, Castor was a speaker in search of a point. I know it confused many people, but I'm here to help because I have a rare recording of Bruce Castor's father, which I think should explain it all.
Now, Professor, where do clouds come from? Clouds.
Actually, clouds.
You know, I'm beginning to understand it.
No, clouds. Clouds are nothing more than the combination of a polluted air. Oh. What happens is it is the molecular movement of these molecules which seem to get away from the ordinary humdrum and go up into the serene wild blue yonder. There we go into the wild blue yonder. Off we go into the sun.
Professor.
And then when we get the sun, there's no more clouds.
Why does it rain? Why does it rain?
Many people have asked the same question. Actually, what happens is rain.
They never get the same answer.
No, rain. Michael.
Yes.
Rain is nothing more than the combination of what was happening in the past. We know that it is a gaseous state. Comes from a bilious feeling when you have to... This is what is known as gas. That goes into the air, and then it's like spritching. That's what rain really is. If somebody up there don't like us and is spritching on us, that is rain.
Okay, that was actually the comedian Professor Irwin Corey, but I couldn't pass up the chance to play a classic. Little New Jersey impeachment trivia. Did you know that the state constitution of New Jersey says that the governor and other state officials could be formally impeached for committing even a misdemeanor 2 years after leaving office? You can look it up. It's Article 7, Section 3 of the state constitution. These have some consequences, too. Officials can be barred from future office. Law enforcement authorities can still bring separate charges. That was in the original state constitution, 1844, and it was kept in the document when it was, as they say, modernized in 1947. Meanwhile, back in the U.S. Senate, there was a GOP senator who was annoyed that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sent, in his words, her backbenchers to present their case. You know, the so-called backbenchers cleaned the Trump lawyers' clocks, which admittedly could have been done with a Q-tip. I was also told how a few of the GOP senators were taking in everything over the course of the day. Josh Hawley spent a lot of his time sitting up in the Senate gallery, his feet up, doing paperwork. Rand Paul would frequently refuse to look at the monitor when video was being shown. Ron Johnson was seen, strangely, filling in the names of Asian countries on a map he had with him. There were a lot of powerful points made by the House managers. Wednesday night might be the best from Representative Joaquin Castro, who said Donald Trump left everyone at the Capitol for dead. As I want to do, I watched the comment sections of various online posts and articles as the House managers were presenting their case. It was really not a surprise to see quite a few Trump cult members claiming that all the video we were being shown was fake. Add to that, the ones who say the attack on the Capitol is done by Antifa and Black Lives Matter, individuals wearing Trump gear. And then there were the ones who said it didn't matter what the House manager showed up with because the Trump lawyers were finally going to get to present the mountain of evidence about election fraud. Which brings me to a question for these people. What are you going to do for income after the unemployment and the weekly bonus runs out because you're obviously not qualified or capable to flip a burger or push a shopping cart? But whatever the verdict, I hope you'll remember something vitally important. Remember that there are Republican members of the U.S. Senate want to excuse and walk away from a domestic attack on the U.S. Capitol, the same U.S. Capitol that on September 11th, Americans on Flight 93 gave up their lives to protect. Remember? Well, too many have forgotten. All that was said, all that was shown these past few days can be quickly yet effectively summarized. What you saw, what you heard, was the presidential legacy of Donald J. Trump. And that can be emphasized further for what we find in what Solomon wrote in Proverbs chapter 16, verses 27 to 30. An ungodly man digs up evil, and it is on his lips like a burning fire. A perverse man sows strife, and a whisperer separates the best of friends. A violent man entices his neighbor and leads him in a way that is not good. He winks his eye to devise perverse things. He purses his lips and brings about evil.